Let me take that down today.
Romans 14.
You didn't know what you were asking, so I was trying to decide whether to answer the question you were asking.
Oh. We're going to try to get through verse 8 today. Ha. But let's read the things we keep in context. Him that is weak in the faith receive you, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, and another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, he that giveth for he giveth God thanks, and he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. For none of us live to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Now, this defines all of the little squabbles and opinions that people have and just nails them. And let's look at a couple other places that just nail that. Go to Titus chapter 1. Titus is just before Hebrews for our Bible scholars. Verse 15. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and their conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. To the pure, all things are pure. Let's go to another one. 1 Corinthians 10. I thought you said you left at home. Verse 23. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's. It doesn't say wealth. Notice it's in italics, but another man's benefit. Let's stop there a minute. I had a very long conversation yesterday with a friend of ours. And he asked me, how did you ever come to the conclusion, or how did you ever come to this thing about abandonment of self. I say, well, it says it in the scriptures. But from a personal standpoint, you've heard me talk that the takeaway from the conversion experience for me was that I could never again do anything to benefit myself. Now, it's hard to understand, and it's hard to even think about. And I've screwed up because I've, you know, all of a sudden I had some weird idea, and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, he restores your soul. But is it possible that the plan of God, the meaning of God, the meaning of purpose of time and space, is that you never, ever again do anything to benefit yourself? That's just ludicrous. But yet, in all of these 35 plus years, it's only cemented it. It's truth. It's hard to conceive of, because it's so opposite of what we are about, what our minds tell us. Anybody else? I mean, do anybody else know that they know that they know that? You can't ever do anything ever again to benefit yourself, you or yours.
How about?
Not even that is an agenda. You don't think about it. I mean, you may do something that benefits you, but it's not your agenda. You don't. Otherwise, you're saying, oh, I can't do that because it might benefit me.
No, you don't. You don't say anything.
You just are.
But the idea of nobody can seduce you because there's nothing that you want or need.
It also goes along with the fact that your life is not your own. Never was, never will be. Your business is not yours.
But how do we, how can, I mean, can you, you can just hear them. All the little justifications for benefiting yourself. They're endless. It's just what you do. And yet there comes the cross. That's why preaching that gain is godliness is such an abomination. But that is a battle that defines the field of battle. Because everything in you is about benefiting yourself. Self-realization. You want to know what to do about this, and what can you do about that? You hear me preaching, and then you say, well, what are you doing if this happens? Well, does that make sense to anybody else?
Yeah.
That's what it says here. We just read it. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's benefit. If that doesn't crucify you, I don't know what will. You can't get around it. You can't jump over it. You can't go under it. But all the rationalizations. All right. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat, asking no questions for conscience' sake. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast and you be disposed to go, whatever is set before you, eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not, for his sake that showed it, and for conscience' sake, for the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Now, how can what does it mean to eat something that's sacrificed to an idol? Anybody got? We don't have anything like that in our culture. Ha ha.
I was like, what?
No, I mean, in the ancient times, they had feasts to all of the various gods and goddesses. And that's not what he's talking about. I mean, that's what he's talking about. But do we have any feasts to our idols?
Of course we do. I don't know how to explain it, but we do. It's everywhere.
Well, think about it.
Wait a minute, what's the difference between that and eating hariseth at Passover, or bitter herbs, or even unleavened bread when we have after it?
What is the difference? Is that offered to an idol?
That's what I'm asking.
I'm asking back. Is that offered to an idol?
Could be, some people.
Well, anything could be. That's why, you know, baptism can be an idol. Communion can be an idol. Again.
But that's eating to an idol.
If you're not discerning the Lord's body, then everything is an idol.
Well, the unleavened bread raffman, that's... I'm talking more about, as I said, hariseth as an example. When we do that, that's kind of a ritual thing, a ceremony thing.
Oh, I know, but why do we do it?
The Haggadah tells you, this is what this is for, this is what it represents.
Right, and for those of us that don't really ever follow the Haggadah, then it shows, it's every element of it is an element of the mystery of Christ. So can everything else be if you can see. That's why. But for what he's saying here is, if you're going to a feast and the host tells you that we're doing this as an offering to an idol, you don't eat it for his benefit. Does that communicate?
That's how it says.
Yeah, but I can't think of a modern
Well, it's like giving breath.
Thing to that, an actual...
No, that's why I say I can't either. There isn't any.
Yeah. It would be more... doing something like, you know, I'm going to go to some bachelorette party and do blah, 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 because that's celebrating this wedding. It's, I don't know, maybe there's something like that.
Well, we're not going to give you any answers. I'm just I want you to pose the question. What?
It could be the folks around the corner.
Oh, yeah, Kalachandis or whatever it is.
I had a customer once offer me meat sacrificed to an idol. Some goat they had roasted at some celebration, and they offered it to me, and I freaked out.
So how do you know it was offered to an idol?
They told me.
What did they say?
They had roasted this goat in one of their services, and here it was, and they invited me to sup with them.
All right.
That was kind of stark.
If any man that believed not bid you to a feast, and you disposed to go, whatever is set before you eat, asking no questions for conscience' sake. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not, for his sake that showed it, and for conscience' sake, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but the other. For, in other words, everything about this is for the other's benefit. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. All to the pure, all things are pure. But you don't do anything that's going to affect or indicate that you are joined in worship to that idolatry for his sake.
But what do you say to people that say Christians don't use those kind of words?
I was just thinking that. Like, if you were to go to another Christian dinner and they start praying to the, you know, saying their grace for their prayer, I mean, is that the
well,
same
thing? Well, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. What do I say? You mean, what do I say to people when I cuss and they call me on it? I normally say, forgive me. Except in here, around here, I don't.
I have to start saying forgive me.
Since when?
No, but if somebody calls me on it.
Well, to me, that's what this is saying, is that there's a man who believes that if you shouldn't eat meat sacrificed to idols. Whether you know differently, but he doesn't. So for his sake, you cease that.
Yeah, you don't do it for his sake. All right, we're not even where we're going to get to.
This is all about doubtful disputations, it seems like.
All right. For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that, for which I give thanks? Wherefore you eat or drink or whatever soever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give none offense neither to the Jews nor to the Gentiles nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they might be saved. Now let's go to one other in the same context. Go turn the page and go to Corinthians 9. Verse 19, for though I be free from all, men is in italics, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, not being without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are under the law, or the without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Now, I mean, the whole sense of to the pure, all things are pure. What we read just a minute ago. It's the other person that's kept in mind, and that's. But the bottom line that we have to see is to the pure, all things are pure. Remember, I told you about C.S. Lewis. And his conversion experience, and he said, somebody asked him why he believed in Christ, in Jesus Christ, and he said, and what differences it made. And he said something to the effect that I believe in Jesus Christ the same way I believe in the sunrise. For this, when the sun is risen, the darkness is destroyed. And when Christ is risen, then he redefines all things. So there's no place, as we talked about, I think, yesterday, there's no place any holier than any other place. There's no sacred buildings. There's no sacred people. There's no one person above any other person. There's no house of God. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It's what he said to the woman, the Samaritan woman. Let's go there a minute. John 4. I just remembered I'm supposed to be under the knife right now.
I were.
How's it cold?
It's getting better. I don't know. Just shut up.
Ooh, Lord.
Forgive him, Lord.
Nice.
7.
Joe said 7.
4 verse. This is this whole thing about the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well in Samaria. In 19, it says, "The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet," because he just told her she had 5 husbands. She continues, "Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what, but we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." You no longer worship in Jerusalem or anywhere else, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Just like there's no degrees of sin, there's no degree of holiness. It either is or isn't. Holiness is like, remember in chemistry class when you were studying that something is pure? If one atom, one molecule of something else is put into that thing which is pure, then it's no longer pure. Doesn't matter what degree of impurity it is. The same is true with spiritual matters. Only he alone is pure. He alone has immortality. He alone is my life. And that defines everything else. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Where are we? We didn't even start.
His name is Val. We really get to sleep. God's punishing you.
God knew I was kidding.
God knows when you're kidding.
Mm. That's another one of Butch isms. The other, my favorite Butchism was, it's a whole lot easier to get forgiveness than permission. All right, back to Romans. No, I don't feel like talking anymore.
Yay!
You still get credit for the full half hour?
No, I get rollover minutes. I get 23 rollover minutes. I just made it up. I just made it up. So it's generally accepted that we're not going to that Al Jazeera isn't going to come here Sunday. Huh?
Oh, he's not.
He?
I mean, it's not.
Al, Mr. Jazeera.
What's happening?
They wanted to come here and interview me and film the Seder meals and the
They don't want to come now. They don't want to come anymore. Chicken shits.
I just talked to this guy for a long time about what he went on about what I felt about politics and all that. And so,
aren't they terrorists?
No,
that's Al Qaeda.
And it's all on the MP3.
But anyway, we're not going to. It's generally acknowledged we're not going to do it, right?
Generally acknowledged, right?
That's okay.
Whatever happened to that Hustler interview?
Hustler.
Yeah.
The Penthouse.
No, the Penthouse. They wanted to name me as one of the badasses of America.
Yes! Did you accept?
I turned him down.
You shall be blessed.
Take it, big guy. Bloom wanted me to accept.